We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiner. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
My Music is a not-too-serious panel game in which John Amos and Frank Muir compete in musical knowledge against Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Gardens. That's the first subject in this week's opening round. John Amos, which gardens are these?
I defy you to something rather. Anyhow, it's Nights in the Gardens of Spain by Manuel de Falla.
That's right.
For piano and orchestra.
Yes. Sort of romantic music that always brings in letters from people saying, dear Mr. Race, you recently played on My Music a piece you said was called Nights in the Gardens of Spain. Can you tell me what it's called? And I always reply, it's called Nights in the Gardens of Spain. You got a mark to start us going. Frank, which garden is this?
It's Eric Coates, London Swede.
Yes, which
and
garden?
It's a garden in London. Well, yes. It's not a Hampstead garden suburb, is it?
No, I was
thinking a fair guess. He would have chosen Covent Garden.
Yes, and the tune Cherry Ripe occurs a bit later, so that's another confirmation. Yes, Eric Coates' Covent Garden, one of his London pieces, another mark. Ian, what sort of garden have we here?
I feel a bit unlucky there because I thought, well, now, we haven't had in a monastery garden.
Yeah.
We haven't had come into the garden, Lord.
And I'm standing by for Jack T. Garden.
And then there's that come to my garden of roses. You know.
It's not another plane altogether.
It's obviously much classier stuff than that.
Pretty house and garden, yes.
You'd like to give me a hint?
Well, it's written by the man who wrote on the piano.
Delius.
Yes, by Delius.
Delius.
Any idea of a Delius title involving a garden?
Walk Through the Paradise.
No, it's not. But it's not from the Walk to the Paradise Garden. I can see a half mark looming because you've got the composer with a bit of help. In a Summer Garden is the title. The Barbie Rolley recorded version there. Dennis, whose garden is this?
Robin and cuckoo and quail, tangier and cardinal, bluebird and lark, thrush and nightingale. There is joy in the spring when the birds begin to sing in an English country garden.
That's better than Jack Teagarden.
Yes.
That's easier.
That's a matter of opinion.
I think it's an English country garden, but it sounds like it's been leased to somebody.
Yes, indeed, you could say that again. Remember the singer's name?
No.
Great single success. Pretty high on the hit parade.
Well, it still has escaped me.
Well, somebody in the audience, the singer. Who?
Percy
Grainger's written the tune. Jimmy Rogers. English country garden, derived from Percy Grainger's.
A tea rose garden.
Although most songs, I suppose, are about love, there seems to be a song about virtually everything. John, can you think of a song that includes a reference to a Bechstein Grand?
And we pawn the Bechstein Grand. We'll stand by the stately homes of England.
One mark, yes. Frank, I can think of two songs that mention Webster's Dictionary. Can you?
Webster's Dictionary. Yes. You're just too marvelous.
That's one of them, yes.
Too marvelous for words.
The other one is about its
like
binding.
Ichthyology. Disestablishment.
I can do the second one for once. Let's
go on.
Yes, it's
like Webster's Dictionary where Morocco bound.
That's the other one. That's a mark to your side altogether. Ian, a song that mentions. Song that mentions Woolworths.
Woolworths? I found a million-dollar baby in the middle of a 10-cent store.
In a five-and-ten-cent
five and ten store.
Yes, that's an oblique mention of Woolworths. Dennis, a song by Rodgers and Hart that mentions a show that wasn't even written until 5 years after Hart's death. Can you figure that one out?
Tell well, us. Originally, they wrote,
yes.
Our future babies will take to AB's Irish Rose. Perhaps they'll live to see it close. And then somebody put on a terrible rhyme after about, and my fair lady is in its heyday, which Lawrence Hart would have turned over in his grave.
And there's Ella Fitzgerald.
Well, Ella Fitzgerald does. And South Pacific is a terrific show, you know.
Yes, you got the idea that I was after then. You get the mark. Here are 12 familiar tunes, split into two medleys for a piano of 6 tunes each. You'll need pencils and paper. The first medley, as usual, is for John and Frank to identify. 6 tunes. The opening, John.
Magic Toot.
The magic. The overture of the Magic Toot flute. Yes. Then
the Continental.
The Continental, and then
She is my love.
Yes. And then
another signature tune.
Yes.
Come into the garden.
Who?
Maud.
Near enough, Maud. And then
ta da da. Movie Turn News signature tune.
Another one.
No, wrong news. Gaumont British. Yeah, music from the movies. It was known as for a while. That's right.
Mr. Levy. Is it
last
by Mr. Levy?
Yes, by Louis Levy. And the last one.
You didn't play the last one.
To the journey's end, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 miles a day. G.S. Melvin.
It's called 10, 20, 30, 40.
No, I can't give you. You get 2.5 out of 3. It's I'm happy when I'm hiking. Well, that was your medley. Now medley another. 6 tunes this time for Ian and Dennis. Six first.
Jada,
yes.
Jada.
Then
Walk Right In.
Yes, good.
Come Right In.
Next one you probably both knew.
Yeah.
I pronounced Cecilia.
No. you've same sort of tune.
You had a copied wrong. Carolina. Yes. Carolina in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was Cecilia.
No, it's not her in the morning. It's Carolina in the morning.
Then.
Yes.
Dixon of Dot Green.
That's right, yes. The song you'd know next to you.
Lean In,
yes. And the last bit.
If you want to know the time.
Right, so that's 6 tunes, right? Half a mark for each, 3 marks in all. Good. I I'm going to read out five facts about someone whose work you know well, respectively. The sooner you stop me with the name, the more marks you get. Ready? Try a guess, if you like, after each sentence. John, here's yours. He was born at Honfleur in 1866 and died in Paris in 1925.
Eric Satie.
You got it. 5 marks.
Yes, you got it.
Yes, I was going to go on and on and on, but you're right. Eric Satie is the man. Marvellous. 5 for you. Frank, here's yours. She was born in 1917 in East Ham.
Maria Callas. Well, on second thoughts, Vera Lynn.
Oh, you're right, Vera Lynn. I was going to go on about how she sang with Billy Cotton at the age of 17, first broadcast with Joe Loss, then joined Ambrose and all that stuff, but you're absolutely right, Dame Vera Lynn.
Oh, yes.
Ian, I don't think you could be as quick, but you might be. Here's yours. He was born in Sussex in 1882 and died in the same place in 1962.
Carry on.
This is for 4 marks, then. By profession, he was an organ builder and briefly a schoolmaster.
Oh, John Christie.
Yes, John Christie, the founder of...
Glyndebourne.
Glyndebourne, yes. I had a rather nice sentence coming up with his wedding present to his wife.
No, not worth a clap. No,
no. His wedding present to his wife required planning permission, which, of course, was Glyndebourne itself. No.
Yeah, so John Christie. Shame he didn't get up to that, isn't yes. Steve? You could have said it then.
Yeah. Dennis, what's come over you? See how you get on, Dennis. Here's yours. He was born in Texas in 1868 and died in New York in 1917.
Twist.
He performed at the Chicago's World Fair in 1893.
No.
But his first real success was as a composer in 1899.
No.
His one opera, you're down to 2 marks now, his one opera was produced at his own expense in 1911.
That was Scott Joplin.
Scott Joplin, yes. Premonition was the opera. Yes, Scott Joplin. Really, just about the first of the jazz centenaries, 1868, or one of the very earliest ones, anyway. Scott Joplin, and you have 2 marks for that. 4 questions now, to which the answer is a number. John, starting with you, as usual, what number do you think of when you hear this? Number.
Mozart, isn't it?
Yes.
What do you want, a Kirchhoff number or a symphony
yes,
number?
Yes, a Kirchhoff number. Can we give me a number then?
525.
525, yes, the third movement of... Yes. The minuet from Meine kleine Nachtmusik, played very slowly under the baton of Carillon. Frank, what number do you think of when you hear this?
Good night, my someone. Good night, my love. Sleep tight, my someone. Sleep tight, my love.
It's a number sung by a female vocalist.
Good night, my someone. Don't say 40 winks.
Dee-da-dee-da-da-da-dum, pum-pum. Speed it up.
No, shall I speed it up for you?
I'm remote from you. That's, oh. Ah, yes. That's 70... That's a,
yeah.
That's 76 trombones from the yes. Music Man.
Yes, clever thing that the...
That's distinct from the other number.
Meredith Wilson did there. He used the same tune for 76 trombones as for this little love song.
But that's night, cheating.
Yeah. Ian, what number do you think of... I'll give it on the piano when you hear this.
Four.
That's why. Right. Because?
Give three cheers and one cheer more for the hardy captain of the pinafore.
Four, that's right. So four gets you the lot. Yeah. Dennis, what number do you think of when you hear this?
I'm going to warn you.
Warn you.
I'll tell you what to do.
What to do.
You better lock your door.
Lock lock your door. Guns rob 'em, then might come back again. I can't sleep anymore. Put a big chair right by my front door. Got a shotgun and stood it there. Keep the robbers out of my hand.
What? 9P. Nine, I would think, because I think it's Fats Waller.
Yeah, that's right.
And I don't know what the song is, but the only other song is going to sit my right down and write myself a letter, and that now costs you 9P to send it. I mean, that is the number that I think of, whether it's right or not.
I would like to ask the audience whether I should or should not give him a mark for that.
What was
indulgent
that?
To the last. You don't know the song. You,
no.
You said the last line was to keep those robbers out of my hair.
No.
It, the song begins last night, the night before, 24 robbers came to my door.
I don't remember
it's
that.
A, no. No, it's a song that Fats Waller recorded, 1938, perhaps something like that. Anyway, you have a mark. This round concerns composers and their wives, as opposed to composers and other people's wives, which is a more popular subject. John, which composer would call his wife Yvonne?
Yvonne. Because that was her name?
Oh. Yes, indeed is. Yes.
It could be Yvonne Stroheim.
You love that.
I think I need a bit of a hint there.
I don't know if I can give you one, really, except Bird Song comes to mind.
Bird Song?
Yes. Chanson des oiseaux.
Yvonne Song.
Chanson des oiseaux.
Ah, la 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 la.
Oui,
he's
oui,
got
oui.
It. Go on, tell me.
Olivier Messiaen.
Yes, and his wife?
Yvonne Loriot.
That's right.
But you were whistling the wrong song, you know. I mean, a Loriot is one of those birds, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I wouldn't recognize the right bird, but, you know, that was the wrong bird.
Hmm. That was Birdsong at Eventide or Evensong.
You see, it was worth waiting, Frank, wasn't it? It was worth waiting. We just, John and I, just toss it around for a while he's working. Frank, whose wife was Clara? Or Clara?
Oh, Donna Clara.
No.
Herr Schumann.
Schumann, yes. Clara Schumann.
One of the famous wives, you know.
Yes, indeed, yes. Ian, whose wife was Constanze?
In a word, Mozart.
Yes, and if you hadn't known, I would have given you this clue.
Good.
Lovely voice, Fritz Wunderlich. Yes, that comes from, you know what that comes from, of course, don't you?
Mozart.
Yes.
It comes from the heart.
Yes, it comes from the heart as well as from Infuro. Dennis Norden, what did the wives of Brahms, Britten and Beethoven have in common?
When you say what do people have in common, I can think of 1,000 answers which will be great. Well, great, none of them flew on Concorde.
That's right. I'll accept that.
That's great. You see, that there was somebody told me about an exam that was set somewhere where they said it was an economics exam, and they said something like, give the number of British cars exported for any given year. You see, and some chap wrote down, the year 1763, approximately nil. And that's what these, what do they have in common, Chris? Now, I take it, actually, yes, if you keep talking long enough, the message comes. I have it in impeccable handwriting, all unmarried. Yes. Which I take it to be the men.
What their wives had in common was that they didn't exist. All the three composers I mentioned are Brahms, Britten, Beethoven, unmarried, yes. Here comes the last round, as Muhammad Ali rather enjoyed telling his opponents. It's an all-singing round.
John. You ventured a jest there.
I ventured a jest.
Nobody noticed, so I'd like to point out.
There was
a joke there.
You just wait till your next one. John, you first. If your songs had wings, or would you prefer to favour us with a French version? I'll do some run-up and down D majors. Shall I? For you first.
Yes, that'd be very nice.
Mes vers furent douces et frais. belle, vers votre jardin si beau, si mes airs avaient des ailes comme l'oiseau, près de vous purs et fidèles, ils accouraient nuit et jour. Vers des ailes comme l'amour.
Who wrote that? I like that.
Yeah, nice song. He wrote it when he was some unbelievable age. French composer called Reynaldo
Arne.
Not the illustrious doctor, but Arne.
But do you know who wrote the words?
Oh.
Verlaine.
Victor Hugo.
Victor Hugo. Right.
Yes. You know, the nice thing about Arne when he was an old man was he became a teacher. And he was rather bald. And he used to have four wigs, one which looked as if he just had a haircut, through to one which looked as if he needed a haircut. And he thought this fooled everybody, but in fact, when he came in, the student said, "Ah, c'est numéro deux, n'est-ce pas?" Non.
Oh, dear. Frank, a song about a road, the old Kent road. Can you do that? I'll give you a key.
It's a bit brief, isn't it, this?
Let's do one for you and one for them.
I'll do it slowly.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. What cheer, all the neighbours cried. Who are you going to meet, Bill? Have you bought the street, Bill? What? I thought I should have died. Knocked them in the old Kent road.
Come on now.
What cheer, all the neighbours cried. Who are you going to meet, Bill? Have you bought the street, Bill? Laugh! I thought I should have died. Knocked him in the old Kent road. Billy, thank you.
Dennis, you next. Exercise Pelmanism. Will yourself to remember the song I Think I Can. If you think you can, you will, won't you?
Yes.
I Think I Can.
It's a difficult song for me, but it's got a very good lyric, but Jack Buchanan sang it in a show called Brewster's Millions. Douglas Thurber wrote the lyric. It's a very witty verse which ended, like the girl in the Yashmak who wanted her cash back. I'm shy, I've got to change my style, I've got to learn to smile and love a little while. I think I can, and like the knights of old, I must be brave and bold. Just watch me knock 'em cold. I think I can, and then I'll join the sporty fellows, turn days into nights, sing to muted cellos, and switch off lights. I'll hear the voice of spring. Perhaps I'll learn to sing. And make 'em call me Bing, but I don't think I can. No.
Charming song.
Yeah. That title, I Think I Can, takes me back to that childhood thing of the train going to Scotland, going up Shap, and they always said, as it going up the hill, the old steam train, and they used to go, I think I can, I think I can, I think, and then when it gets to the top, going down there, they say, I thought I could, I thought I could.
Ian, give us the saga of William Taylor. Unaccompanied,
yes.
I would suggest.
Yes. I think. Could I have a G?
G, yeah.
William Taylor was a brisk young sailor, he who courted a lady fair. Bells were ringing, sailors singing, as to church they did repair. 30 couple at the wedding, all were dressed in rich array. Stead of William being married, he was pressed and sent away. She dressed up in man's apparel she put on, and she's gone to seek her true love, for to find him she is gone. Then the captain stepped up to her, asking her, what's brought you here? I am come to seek my true love, whom I lately loved so dear. If you've come to seek your true love, tell me what his name may be. Oh, his name 'tis William Taylor, from the Irish ranks came he. You rise early tomorrow morning, you rise up at the break of day, and you'll see your true love William walking with a lady gay. She rose early the very next morning, she rose up at the break of day, and she saw her true love William walking with a lady gay. Sword and pistol she then ordered to be brought at her command, and she shot her true love William with the bride on his right arm. If young folks in Wells or London were served the same as she served he, then young girls would all be undone. Very scarce young men would be.
William Taylor, who sews things up for this week. A victory, I see, for John Amis and Frank Muir. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis North. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the program was produced by Tony Schreiner.